Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting WSIU Radio News. A partly sunny sky in store for us today. We'll see a high of 84 degrees. There is a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. Expect a light wind out of the south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Funding for Illinois' public schools would increase by roughly $240 million next year under the proposal Democrats are advancing in the state legislature. The measure passed the House on a 66-47 vote yesterday. Elementary and Secondary Education Appropriations Chair Will Davis says the roughly $6.9 billion spending plan would prorate general state aid funding used to offset the basic cost of educating students at 92%. Last year's proration level was 89%. It's all a part of the overall $36.3 billion spending plan that spends about $3 billion more than the state will take in. The Illinois Senate has begun taking up parts of Governor Bruce Rauner's pro-business agenda. Brian Mackey has the latest.
First up was the workers' compensation system. Rauner and business groups say it's too costly. Steve Hoekstra is president of a fourth-generation trucking company not far from the Indiana state line.
The work comp base rate is 135% higher for me being located in Illinois as opposed to Indiana.
But Senator Kwame Raoul, a Democrat from Chicago, says there are some areas in which Illinois might not want to compete.
You can't just look at another state and say they're more competitive. You also have to look at how they're treating their employees.
The measure was before a Senate committee where it failed on a partisan vote. Rauner says Democrats are walking away from needed reforms, while Democrats say the governor's ideas are wrong for Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey.
The governor's office has revised its plan to change state hiring to allay some concerns from Democrats and unions. The initiative focuses on state jobs that a governor may give to anyone based on loyalty or confidence. Other jobs have to be filled on merit. The new plan was introduced in April in answer to a federal court findings on improper hiring at the Illinois Department of Transportation. The lawsuit complained about people being hired without following merit rules who were later given protection from firing. The revisions to the Republican governor's measure are meant to better define what types of jobs could be exempt from hiring rules without completely shutting them out of protection. Budget and labor issues are not the only things circulating in the Illinois Capitol. The House has approved a measure that proponents say would help combat an epidemic of heroin and prescription drug abuse. It would require Narcan, a pharmaceutical that can counter an overdose, to be more widely dispensed by first responders. The proposal would also ask state agencies to administer a statewide prescription take-back program with local units of government. Republican Representative John Anthony, a former policeman, lauded the package. It passed the House yesterday without opposition and now heads to the Senate.